Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A year since the satirical journal Charlie Hebdo was attacked by terrorists in Paris. Have you forgotten the details? The brothers Kouachi, armed with rifles and grenades, killed 11 people inside Hebdo's offices. That assault was followed by a wave of related attacks that killed six others in and around the city. The attack emboldened the surviving writers and illustrators at Charlie Hebdo to double down on their anti-religious message, that religions get a pass on their role in driving terrorist violence from the timid, secular, liberal world. But in November, the much worse attack in France that targeted random civilians has caused a shockwave of soul-searching about identity, security, and fear. Even today, a knife-wielding man claiming he had explosives and reportedly yelling "God is great" in Arabic was killed by Paris police. Emmanuel Lecante is an actor and documentary filmmaker who directed Je suis Charlie, L'humeur à mort, alongside his father, Daniel Lecante. Their film, which is out across Europe, explores archival footage of the Hebdo staffers, editor Sharb and cartoonist Kabu among them, both of whom were killed in last year's attack. It tells a story of survival and clarity in a group of editors, writers, and cartoonists who continue to believe in their mission and don't care who they offend. Emmanuel Lecante joins me now. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi.
You know, Sharb, the deceased cartoonist from Charlie Hebdo, said many times, without freedom of speech, we are dead. We can't live in a country without freedom of speech. I prefer to die than live like a rat. And what it's like to be on that front line is portrayed quite vividly as you speak with Coco, who's a surviving cartoonist at Charlie Hebdo, who speaks about the day of the attack. Listen.
As I punched in the code, I could feel the Kalashnikov in my back. I was thinking of my daughter. I was completely torn. Torn.
Hmm. That was an extremely intense interview we did with Coco. We did also incredible interviews with Rhys and Eric Porteau, who survived the attack. And these are testimonies for history, in the sense that, you know, modern terrorism has taken a lot of lives, a lot of innocent lives. And, you know, we haven't had so many people who survived these attacks, and also were ready to talk about it and ready to testify on what happened, and to leave it as, for us, as a source of inspiration, of courage, and of resilience.
And one of the things that's striking here is that Charlie Hebdo hates sentimentality. And for all the discussion of courage and resilience, they want to be precise, and they resist this notion that Charlie Hebdo is a group of zealots up against another group of zealots. They totally reject this idea.
Yeah, completely. You know, they were just standing up for simple facts, for simple values, values that we tend to, at least in France, that we tend to, for a while, to forget. We left a lot of space for people who were vindicating their religion in a pretty aggressive way. And as you know, in France, we have a pretty different model and system than anywhere else in the world, but that we're particularly proud of, and that is a product of our history. And they were just saying, okay, you know, we have the right to criticize religion. We do respect the people who believe, but we as a journal have the right to make fun of religion, and especially make fun of the people who actually turn around the precepts of a religion to kill people. They use it, you know, as a tool to justify horrible murders.
Si tous ceux qui ont accès à la parole publique.
If our colleagues in the front line of public debate do not take their share of the risk, well, then the barbarians have won.
So that's Elizabeth Badinter, who's a French author and historian.
Yeah.
Whatever you think about Charlie Hebdo, if they offend you or not, they are taking the risks for the rest of the secular, liberal, pluralist world. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And that's, to use the words of Elizabeth Badinter that we just heard also, it's too much of a load to carry for one newspaper. People have to share that burden and realize that it is a challenge that is made to the fabric of our society. And that's what we realized as well with the murders, the horrible attacks that happened on November 13th. It wasn't anymore about, you know, choosing like specified targets. It was just killing anyone, anybody who would be happy to live and spend good time in a free society where you can be out in the streets on the terrace and have a beer. That's the people they targeted. You know, hopefully what happened in France will be a chance for people to realize that this common good that Charlie was probably one of the last media to uphold has to be supported by everybody in the society with its own means.
That's really the question here. It seems that, and it may be an illusion because I'm an outsider looking at events from New York, mm-hmm. but the sense of clarity about opposing terrorism that occurred in France after the Charlie Hebdo attacks a year ago seemed to have vanished in the November attacks, in the sense that people now in France are just clawing in the dark, just trying to find something to hold on to, and they've lost that clarity. Do you agree?
I mean, yes and no, because I think the cold sort of realization of what happened in November, for some people in France, they didn't realize that the attack in January was an attack on France. They thought, okay, these are specified targets. I don't read Charlie, so I'm safe. I'm not a cop. I'm safe. Actually, I'm not Jewish, so you know I should be fine. These people can't hide behind those fake ideas now. They have to come to the realization that this attack is on everyone and anyone in this country on this soil. But what you're right is that it has vanished. But it has vanished in I think from the front pages and from as an appearance, of course, but it's also because I think we're, as a whole nation, as a whole country, are experiencing something close to PTSD. The shocks and the attacks that we've sustained so far were acts of war. I mean, what happened in the Bataclan on November, what happened in the streets were acts of war. I know personally cops who were there, who were the first people to arrive on the scenes, while the terrorists were still in the Bataclan, you know, shooting at people, and they spent 30 minutes waiting for the squads, the intervention squads, to arrive, and they were digging out, you know, corpses out of the Bataclan. So that's a war scene they sustained, you know, under the rifles of under the bullets of Kalashnikovs. So after events like this, you are in a state of shock, and I think it's not only the people who were close to these attacks, but it's also our whole society is in shock, and that was clear after when we had those elections, regional elections going on, and where the extreme right party on the first round of the election swooped a lot of votes, because people didn't know where to look at. So I think it's going to take time for us to find the right answer to what is happening. But I have faith in our country. I have faith in our values, in our history, in the people that, you know, that make the fabric of this country. And I'm confident in the long run, of course, we'll prevail.
Emmanuel, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Emmanuel Lecomte is an actor and documentary filmmaker who directed Je suis Charlie, L'amour, Amour, alongside his father, Daniel.